Okay, and I'm happy to introduce a graduate student who is also a recipient of the UFOAP, and that is Corey Simon with the Department of Physical Therapy.
Again, my name is Corey Simon. I'm a physical therapist, and I'm in the College of Public Health and Health Professions Rehabilitation Science doctoral program. My research interests include musculoskeletal pain, which includes biopsychosocial influences of musculoskeletal pain, which was the topic for our recent publication in an open access journal. More about this in a bit, but I wanted to talk a little bit about why open access and what this is coming from our experiences and comparing to traditional print publications. One thing was the speed of the process, and now the efficiency of traditional print journals has improved in the digital age. However, it's our estimation that at every process from submission to publication was faster in the open access journal. The ease of editing, it was streamlined, and really communication over the revisions and things that need to be fixed or whatnot was day to day and in rare occasions hour to hour. So the dissemination speaks for itself, and Dr. Silver alluded to this. You know, it's available to anybody, not only from the website of the journal, but right from the search engine, and it's free to the viewer. And that includes, it's an added benefit is the view count. On the previous slide, there is a view count for people that come to visit it. It doesn't tell me about the impact, but it sure makes us feel better. So there are some challenges. One thing for us is the familiarity of the journal that we published in compared to some of the traditional print journals. For physical therapists, this journal isn't as well known. Now, we hope that'll change, but presently they do probably know more about the traditional print journals. Funding, we did have to seek out a funding source, which in our case, we were lucky to have the UF Open Access Publishing Fund. An impact factor for our journal, there is no impact factor, and that has to do with how new the journal is. So it is only a couple years old. However, you know, the perception may be that the impact factor it may be lower for an open access publication. However, these are some of the open access publications that our group has published or is publishing in. And as you can see, you know, they're modest, but they range from about 1.94 to 5.75. Now, if you compare that with the print journals that we have published in, you'll see that they're comparable. As far as the UF open access publishing process, it was an efficient resource from the submission of the paperwork to the decision of funding and then the funding dispersal. Additionally, Dr. Silver and Ms. Ross were very accommodating and accessible to answer any questions that I had or allay any concerns that I may have. As far as career impact, this is my first author paper, as well as my first paper in a pain research journal. I hope that has a career impact. Only time will tell. It is also my first association with an open access publication. Briefly, this is the title print of our research publication. We looked at comparing this construct of work-related fear avoidance in physical therapy cohort, looking across regions, so patients that had cervical pain versus lumbar pain versus extremity pain. And this, as an aside, was one of the first papers to do so. And this is our acknowledgement of the U.S. Open Access Publishing Fund. So, and I would like to extend my appreciation for the funding as well, and acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Stephen George, who is in the audience. He was my advisor as well as co-author, and Sandra Stryker, who was the director of the clinic from which we used for the study. So, thank you.